What is going on, everyone? Happy Wednesday and welcome back to another episode of Cinemania. I'm your host, Marvin Sandoval. I have some news which I'm really excited to share. In the upcoming weeks, I will be developing a mini series to the podcast. If you guys have been following Cinemania for quite some time, typically I will interview either other creators, whether they're photographers, videographers, graphic design artists, entrepreneurs. Get them on the podcast just to talk about their experiences, their advice, the adversities and obstacles that they would typically overcome, and kind of just share some inspiring stories with you all, and maybe even teach you a couple of tactical things that you can implement into your business or your craft. In the upcoming weeks, I'll be interviewing other creators that I've met along the way, and within the last couple of months, I took a class through Zach Kravitz, his cinematography course, and it honestly just boosted my craft. How I take photos, how I do videos, how I structure my stories, and I'm going to have him back on the podcast, which is really exciting. And along the way, some other people that have taken his courses, who've reaped the benefits of his courses, and who've learned a lot and come a long way. So stay tuned. That's going to be really exciting the upcoming weeks. But first, let's dive into this episode of the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how to stay creative. How do you kind of beat creator's block? Now, I've been creating videos since 2014, so going into my fifth year, which is crazy, or 2015, I forget, 3 to 4 years. And it's very easy to kind of get into that mindset of what do I do next? Like, how do I continue creating videos? How do I stay up to date? How do I not get bored of, you know, making videos and photos? Because you start off with this excitement where anything you see, you want to create everything. You want to make as often content as you can to stay relevant, to get your name out there. But it comes to a point where you start to feel like you're in a rut. Maybe there's something going on in your personal life that's creating this lack of motivation where you're just going to want to stay inside. You don't want to make anything. You feel like you're kind of at a standstill. And you feel like you're up against the wall in terms of creating. Now, I've personally felt that where maybe some of these I just don't want to create, or just lose the motivation, or I just can't get that creativity going. Like, what should I make? What story do I tell? And it can be really easy to get into that. And a question that I often get is, how do I stay creative? How do I keep creating new photos and creating new videos, getting new angles? I'm here to share with you my big three pieces of advice to any creator, whether you're a photographer, a videographer, you're a storyteller, you're a writer, a graphic design artist. I think these three can honestly really help you get through that. Continue to create new innovative, creative thoughts, and move you along. So let's dive into that. So number one, decompress. Typically, when you are in the constant cycle of just creating, you don't really have time to assess stock, like slow down, see what you've done, see what you could do better. You're kind of always on to the next thing. So take a minute to decompress. Watch television, watch a movie, play video games, or read a book. These three things, I know it's weird, but the idea is you as a creator, you're always telling somebody else's story, telling your own story, whether it's through a photo, through a video. And sometimes it's nice to take a back seat, get in the passenger seat, and enjoy the ride. Watch some really good television. To me, that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from. Some television shows like The Handmaid's Tale, that is an amazing show in terms of cinematography, how they set up their shots from an aerial view, from the side view. I would highly recommend, if you can, watch Handmaid's Tale. That is just like absolutely amazing. Or the Haunting of Hill House, that is another great story, and how they get you to feel attached to the characters. Or watch a really good cinematic movie that is either entertaining or educational. Interstellar is one of my favorite movies, and I find a lot of inspiration just going back to that. Or reading a good book. Recently, I've been listening to audiobooks just because I suck at reading, and I've been listening to Pet Sematary, which for me has been really, really good, just to kind of listen to a story, see how it's told, and for me to start thinking about how I want to start storytelling. So decompress, relax, watch a movie, play a video game, read a book. 2, go out and experience life. I know this sounds a little weird, a little funky, a little, you know, hippy dippy, but you can get a lot of inspiration, creativity just by talking to people. Now, it doesn't have to be a stranger off the street that you've never met, but take time to talk to your siblings, your loved ones, your friends, reminisce on the past, talk about the future, talk about what's going on in life right now. I get a lot of stuff from, you know, my fellow photographers that I'm very moody in terms of my style. And typically the mood comes from just like what I'm going through with, you know, friends, family, and just understand what other people have gone through. And I find a lot of creativity in that. Go out and explore. Some of us have access to cars, some of us may not. Get on a bus, go away for an hour, get lost in the city, get lost in the woods. Be safe, of course, but go out and explore. And if you have a car, I live in Massachusetts, I can be in a different state within an hour. And that's very powerful. I'm very lucky to do that. But take some time to go out and experience life, travel if you have the means to as well. But the idea is literally just to go outside, go for a walk. You'll be surprised. The same path that you may run every day is going to look different during the winter, summer, spring, and fall. It's going to look different in the morning, dusk, evening. It's going to look different before it rains, when it rains, and after it rains with fog. It's so important to get outside of your house, get away from the camera, or bring the camera, or get away from the computer screen. So take time to experience, go out and talk to people, talk with your loved ones, hear some history about your family, go out and explore, and if you can, travel. I can't recommend it enough. I was just in Barcelona in Italy, and I just came with this enthusiasm for just photography and storytelling. It was just absolutely beautiful, the architecture. Go out and see something new. And lastly, my third piece of advice for creativity, keeping the creativity going, is literally do anything besides create. I know that's very it just is against everything that I've been saying, but again, we are always creating, we're always thinking about what photo should I do, what video should I do, what is there to do. Stop. Literally, the best ways to get inspiration for creativity is literally not to even bother creating. Get away from it, stop thinking like that, because creativity isn't something that you just make. It's something that comes to you, it's something that's in your dreams, it's something that you just come across during the middle of the day. It can literally come from nowhere. So stop thinking about creating, what to create next. Stop trying to come up with ideas. Let them come to you. And it can be frustrating because it might be a day, it could be a month. And that's happened, a month of just like blah content. And then you start to get into the swing of things. Maybe you meet someone, maybe something happens in your life, something happens at your work, job, family. Let creativity come to you, but get away from creating. Stop trying to create and just live life. And that's where a large source of my inspiration comes from. So I hope this podcast was helpful. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, leave it a 5-star on iTunes podcast, wherever you're listening to. Share it with a friend. I hope this is helpful. Go out, create. And if you're struggling with creativity, stop seeking creativity. Stop trying to create. Just take a back step, take a back seat, watch a movie, talk to friends, explore, do anything but create. And that's how you'll become more creative. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay awesome. Bye.